Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, hello once again. It is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, February 7th.
Man, did we cover some stuff today, didn't we?
I'm exhausted.
Sure, from sauerkraut to the Star Trek replicator to you smell single guys to the most famous egg on the planet.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't follow this one here, but I do know that Kylie Jenner is. I think all she does is Instagram, right?
She gets paid.
Yeah. Well, she's an influencer now, but I mean, I think she was the one with the most likes, or had established the most likes on Instagram until.
Well, dun, no, dun, I mean, dun. I mean, she doesn't like, you know, go to a bank and work, or she just.
No. Her profession now is influencer. She's a social media influencer.
She's a Kardashian.
Yeah. Well,
they don't have to work.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is that, you know, you got thrown some shade because an egg beat you in popularity.
Oh, for sure. I was thrilled by this.
Yeah, a picture of a single brown egg with a plain background.
Back in January 4th, it eclipsed Kylie Jenner as the biggest or the most shared Instagram post, and it was by 52 million likes.
Yeah, but she's the one that ends up with egg on her face.
Yeah, pretty much here. And this is actually pretty smart here because subsequent images posted show the eggs getting cracks in it. And then there was a video posted earlier this week that showed the egg breaking open completely. And inside of it, there was a message that appeared and says, "Hi, I'm the world record egg. May have heard of me. Recently, I have started to crack. The pressure of social media is getting to me. If you're struggling too, talk to someone. We've got this." And then it gives you information on how to talk for mental health and suicide prevention hotlines.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
An ad exec in the UK had come up with this just on a lark. And he's trying to figure out, what can I do with this egg now that it's so popular and so many people have liked it? Well, let's look at mental health issues. So he spun it in a positive direction, I think.
Absolutely. So if people are talking about the egg, that's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, you stink. a natural musky scent is generally is considered a male scent or masculine scent. Now science says single men have a stronger body odor than their married counterparts.
Janie, would you want to be involved with a experiment where you had to smell sweaty men's T-shirt armpits?
No, there's no part of this that sounds even remotely fun.
Oh,
I mean, maybe
I
if I had people that I didn't like and I was in charge of the study, but no, I don't want to do this.
If we put Brad Pitt up there, but you want to smell his armpits.
I would smell Brad Pitt's dirty anything.
See, there you go.
So you're right. It depends on the guy.
So what they did was they actually had the participating men, they had women rate their faces based on their body odor, 18 to 35 years old. They had the guys kind of do a little bit of a sweat, and then they had to wear a T-shirt, took off the T-shirt, and then the woman took a deep breath of the particular armpits of these sweaty T-shirts. And what they found was women often rated the smell of men without partners around 3 out of 6 in the smelliness scale.
I didn't even know that was the scale. Good, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, it's like the, the hurricane scale, so
yeah,
3 out of 6.
Saffir-Simpson.
Yeah, so they also rated these men as to looking more masculine compared to those that are in relationships, which, you know what, Storm? It hurts just a little right here.
You know, it's...
I'm still masculine, and I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, and I like to think I'm a one.
Yeah. I'm number one on the stink scale.
I smell pretty good.
Yeah. They say that, honestly, the reason that they think that single men smell is more pungent than a married man is that, you know, single men are still looking for a partner.
Yeah.
That's what you would do in the wild when before roses and the internet.
This whole must thing or musk or whatever, I don't know what word you want to use even, but for me, it's like... It's just such a turnoff. So I'd rather smell a guy who's worked in the yard all day and been sweating outside than smell this stagnant, like, pheromone musk.
Well, I think that's what a man smells like is a musk anyways.
Yeah.
But there's bad and good, though.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a difference between men who are single and men who are married and how they stink.
Right.
Because I've sat next to men that don't have BO, but they just have, like, a scent.
Yeah.
They're just sort of sitting next to you, and you're like, okay.
I,
but don't cover it up with Axe body spray.
I used to know. Yeah. please. I knew a guy that his scent changed when it would get wet, like it would rain. He'd come inside.
Like a dog?
Yeah. He would have a different smell when he came in. You could smell him down the hallway. You're like, oh, you're back from lunch.
Wow.
So that's disturbing. I think that's because you didn't take enough showers, but that's my own opinion.
I know a guy that used to marinate in cologne before he walked in the building, too.
Well, you could taste it. That's good stuff. So Firefox finally jumping on the bandwagon. Starting March 19th, they're going to have a new update called Firefox 66. You're going to want to get it, especially if you are annoyed by every time you open up a web tab and an autoplay feature scares the hell out of you.
Yeah, the audio starts.
With the video playing, yeah. So Firefox will allow people to finally block any audible autoplay, audio or video, from a newly opened website tab.
All right.
Once you install this new software. Kind of a little bit late to the game. Looks like Apple did this in 2017.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Google did it last April, and Microsoft's Edge did it last October, which, you got to be honest with you, Microsoft Edge, which nobody has,
I've never
did it before you.
I never heard of it. I just thought he was the bass player with YouTube.
It's like, yeah, it's like the newer Explorer or whatever, but yeah. Still nobody uses it.
Yeah, it's true. Poor guys. So this, we found out a pretty cool hack for hanging up a frame on the wall, because if it's got the wire in the back, it's kind of hard to gauge getting that wire onto the nail.
You got the nail on the wall, you got the picture in your hand, and you're trying to have the wire catch on it, and it doesn't always work, and a lot of times I'd always end up pushing the nail right up against the wall, and I got to take the whole thing down again.
Yeah, and usually it's precariously, because, you know, it's for me, I'm not moving anything, so all the little stuff that's on the table below me, I'm not going to move it. I'm just going to kind of lean over and hang the picture up.
You need a fork.
Yeah, so what you want to do is this really cool hack using a fork. The video's up on our website, but go ahead and nail in the nail with a hammer. Then take your fork, doesn't matter what kind of a fork, a salad or a regular fork, and then slide the down on the nail rest so that the nail head rests between any of the two or three fork tines.
Yeah.
And then what it does is it leaves the handle kind of protruding out a little bit. And it's kind of like a guide where you can put that wire behind it. And as it gets closer to the nail,
bring it right down,
it brings it right there. And then you can lift up the fork.
That's beautiful.
That's revolutionary that way. Because usually I smash my fingers or drop the painting on the floor or something like that.
So it looks like we're actually getting one of those Hollywood futuristic items from fantasy to reality. A team of scientists said that they have created a 3D printer that uses light and synthetic resin to replicate just about anything.
Like the Star Trek replicator.
Yeah, it really is creating something out of nothing. They say that the printer first scans a real object from different angles, and then the printer will actually take those images from a tube of resin and transform it into an object. Now, of course, this sounds pretty simple as it is, but it's pretty complicated. Imagine at a time, because this is the technology, if you want a hot steak or a Earl Grey tea, hot, it will instantly pop up there for you. If you want a chair, you want a new phone or television or anything like this. What is it known as, Storm?
It's the volumetric additive manufacturing via tomographic reconstruction, Chris. It's simple.
Yeah. Got to work on that name.
You know, it is cool, though. The International Space Station needed a tool to fix a piece of equipment, and they didn't have the tool on the space station. So what NASA did was drew up the plans to it and sent it to their 3D printer. The 3D printer printed the tool, and they were able to fix the machine. That's pretty cool right there.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's the equivalent of downloading a song on the road. You know?
You do that with a martini, I got you.
You might need a martini if you want to swallow this piece of chocolate cake.
This is really weird, Hart. This is like food history here.
Yeah, it is. Apparently, you can add sauerkraut to a cake, and it will actually taste pretty good. But how it came around was kind of ingenious.
This is the one I learned. I remember government cheese. You know, you could always get government cheese. I didn't know there was government sauerkraut surplus.
Yeah, so back in the 60s, the USDA actually went to a whole bunch of school rooms, lunch rooms, and said, hey, we got a whole bunch of sauerkraut. A lot of sauerkraut.
Yeah, remember at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, that big warehouse where they put the Ark of the Covenant?
Right, right.
That was full of sauerkraut.
Oh,
probably.
Gosh.
So they said, listen, we need you to find recipes to use the sauerkraut, and if you do, then we could get rid of it. So there was some sort of a chef found a way to add, by adding sauerkraut to chocolate cake, it actually cooks off the sauerkraut smell and taste, and kind of leaves a texture of coconut, almost like a German chocolate.
So there you are, German chocolate.
So there's a couple of recipes. We put them up on our website if you're interested in doing that. You perhaps have some surplus sauerkraut laying around.
You know, a Reuben sandwich that didn't quite make it.
And if you try it, let us know. Like, post, share some pictures with us on Facebook and let us know how to.
Because I'm not brave enough to do that yet.
I know, right?
So there's our show, Thursday, February 7th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.